Thanks for joining us, Sunshines. Of course, some technical difficulties. This, after all, this insert is filmed at Shaheen's house at his dining room table, not in the CNN studios, those plush CNN studios in Atlanta. Very cold in the Western Cape. If I sound under the weather, I do apologise. I am feeling a little bit jaded. We know COVID has returned. Great racing to come on both Saturday and Sunday. We've got 10 races carded. Before we move on to Turfantine, I want to mention this. Hollywood Bet Scottsville, Peter Maritzburg on the Sunday. Some absolutely wonderful racing. We'll have the Champion Punters Challenge. I'm looking forward to Scottsville. You can catch all your racing on Gallop TV. Turfantine, a few of these races, I'm quite stumped. I'm sure many of you are too. First race on the card gets underway fairly bright and early at 11:45. And that is run over a mile. Now let's go and have a look at Hollywood Bets and see how they're priced up here. You've got Shoemaker, who's quoted odds on at 6-10, rightly so. Shoemaker beat two of these horses last time out. It was quite interesting to know that Shoemaker found no betting support. One who did in that race was a horse called Oathkeeper. He was backed into 28-10, was beaten some 4.5 lengths by Shoemaker. Obviously, he's now 3 kgs better off, but unlikely to see that one turning the tables with Shoemaker. Another one is who was in the same race as Prime Example. I thought Prime Example, in fact, could get a little bit closer to Oathkeeper. And then you've got a filly, and there's nothing wrong with a filly's form. She's got just 54 on her back. Kelvin Abib will have the ride. National Star, open 5, gone 7.14-1. Maharani, we're going to mention that form line later on. Outstanding form line. Maharani won. Ramar, who was second, came out and won. Miss Daisy won. It's holding up well and certainly must have a little bit of a chance, National Star. Big price. Well, a big price, let's see, for a placing there. First, second, third. Well, just under 6-10. But I think that National Star should run a good race. I don't think National Star will roll the favourites, but could run second in the first. Is good form on offer, although it is a filly. The second race is the start of the Bipots, which has run over 1,400 metres. There's going to be a lot of selections about, a lot of talk about, so I'm not going to hang around when it comes to this meeting. We're going to move through it rather briskly. I am going with Vars Vicky. Vars Vicky is at 5.56-1. We know this one at one stage had outstanding form, gone off the boil, 413 days without a rest, but I think that Vars Vicky could come out firing here in the second. Prince of Fires, returning from an 81-day rest, ran in the WSB Gauteng Guineas. We know that that form has been absolutely outstanding. I see our friends, Magic Tips page by Jimmy the Rich in the back there. They're going with Prince of Fire as the value bet. The best bet for the day is Rain in Holland. But Vars Vicky for me in race two. Start of the place accumulator is the third, and this is going to be run over 1,160 metres. You've got Maharani mentioned, who's notched up two scintillating victories. Stable companion Queen of Gaul romped in first time at the races, winning by 8.25 lengths from the Paul Peter yard. Let's go and have a look. Maharani is at 7-10. I don't see why she can't continue her winning ways. Queen of Gaul is at 4.55-1. Mike de Kock sends out a debutante. It's going to have to be very, very useful to win this race. That is Simple Simple, who is quoted at 5-1. Race 4, the Grade 2 Heineken SA Nursery, 1,160 metres, start of the pick 6. They've got a million carryover. They are shouting from the rooftops, estimated pool 5 million. Well, I think they are being very, very conservative. Maybe it's theatre of the mind to make themselves look good when it reaches 7 or 8 million, because that should surely be the estimate, not 5 when you've got a million carryover already. Anyway, the fourth race on the card, Paul Peter. He's got two runners here. One of them is set to go, 7.14-1, gone out from 5s. The other one is Miss Cool, 5.556-1. Gone out 8.33-1. I give both of them a chance. I thought maybe Miss Cool is the only filly in the race. Could run into the money with Gavin Lorena. Of the fancied runners, a little bit of Union Square. I thought it looked a very nice prospect. First time at the races was eye-catching. Race 5, run over 1,160 metres. Got to find some value on this card. We can't just stick around and tip favourites the whole time. So I am going with Winter Smoke, who's at 10-1. Winter Smoke has done well in the past over the 1,160 metres. Interested me a place there at 17 to 10. 17 to 10, a drum. Ryan Munger for Ashley Fortune. We go on to the sixth race, Grade 1 Computer Form Sprint. Now, in the week, we had the KZN meeting. I took some doubles, spur of the moment. So, personally, I'm hoping that Hello Winter Hello can at least run in the first four. I'd be absolutely ecstatic with that. Selection, though, these horses have met on numerous occasions, often with differing results. We've got this Real Gone Kid who's been rested. Anton Marcus for Brett Crawford. Last time out, a little bit disappointing, but could well bounce back. There may be stud duties, of course. That's the main aim with this well-bred individual in the sixth race. As I say, we'll put the slide up. Seventh race on the programme, Comedy Ding, first blush, all over Comedy Ding, but I had a closer look, and I like Porto Manzano. I don't know if Porto Manzano can beat Comedy Ding, but Anton Marcus aboard, that did catch my eye, jumped out me a little bit, and those are going to be my top two in race seven. By the way, Comedy Ding, www.hollywoodbets.net, is currently quoted odds on to get it right over the 2,000 metres. The current price of Comedy Ding is 8 to 10, or just over 8 to 10. Race 8, over the 2,000 metres, very difficult to go against rain in Holland. The horse, after all, is at 1 to 3. Perfect Witness would be my second choice in that event. Race 9, Grade 3, the Citizen Gold Bowl, a race once that had great grandeur. We were all ready for the Gold Bowl, but or the OK Gold Bowl back in those days, but now the Citizen Gold Bowl, not quite the same, but a testing event is the ninth race on the card. You've got Nebras and you've got Black Thorn. These two dominate. I believe they're betting 10 to 1 bar 2. There's the weight in around the favour of Black Thorn. I'm sticking with Richard Faree for Sean Terry and Nebras. Last time out we mentioned the source African Adventure. I didn't run any kind of a race, but can never be left completely out of the reckoning. Race 10 is run over 1160. It's the Work Riders versus the Jockeys. Now, when I first had a look at this race, a horse caught my eye at a price. That price has been taken, though. The horse is Minnie Coop, who was 12.5 to 1 opening. Charmu Mabaya is down to 6.25 to 1. I'll tell you why. If you go to that first run, second on debut, the form line is looking good. Recently, Vengeance Forever, who's owned by the Hollywood Syndicate, came out and won. And that horse won really well by 3. You've also got to obviously respect the 12, Argo Alley, who is a 2-year-old. 2-year-old, only had the one run. Maharani, once again, we mentioned that form line earlier on. Those will be the two for me in race 10. And that will be it, Sunshines. Don't forget, there it is on the back page. What's this? Win polos. Win polos with Hollywood. But this is what I'm looking for. 4.5 million. It's the jackpot race on Saturday night with Spinner Zonke. You can get right out of it. Spinner Zonke jackpot race. That is every Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, 8:30 to 10:30. I'll be back. It's a very useful card. We're looking forward to that. We hope to hit them hard at Hollywood Bet Scottsville. Until then, bye-bye.